Chief Operating Officer Meg Brennan says the Postal Service doesn't need all of its 400-some processing centers. She says it doesn't have the business to support them.
2006 was the high water mark. Since, first-class mail has declined 25% due to electronic diversion and the economic slowdown. Now, the sobering reality is that first-class mail volume lost will not return. People are communicating and paying bills electronically.
That's left the Postal Service in the red. The agency could regain about $3 billion a year by closing more than half of mail processing facilities. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says it's part of a $20 billion savings plan.
We are not going out of business. What we're trying to do is get our finances in order so that we can stay out there in business and provide excellent service for a long, long time to come.
But the plan has its downsides. The Postal Service could no longer deliver first-class mail in one day. It would take 2 to 3 days to send a letter. And it would shed 35,000 jobs. COO Brennan says she hopes retirements would make layoffs unnecessary.
And this is about the long-term viability of the organization, but we certainly want to make sure that you know, we work with the unions, as we've done, and we've done that successfully in terms of repositioning employees. The challenge for us is it's an accelerated timeline. You know, we need to bend this cost curve and quick.
The agency hopes to close the processing facilities by 2013. Unions predictably are up in arms. The American Postal Workers Union says the plan is misguided and counterproductive. The National Association of Postal Supervisors is telling Congress that it would undermine public support for the postal system and create a death spiral that will contribute to the agency's demise. Postmaster General Donahoe says lawmakers should understand that the agency is doing all it can to adjust to its economic reality.
We are not going to sit back and do nothing on this. I am not going to allow this organization to drown in red ink, and I'm also not going to be in a situation where I'm standing there expecting somebody else to take care of our issues for us.
But it does need Congress to realize the majority of the savings that it's seeking. For example, it needs new laws to recover money as prepaid to federal retirement systems. It wants to take its employees out of those systems and create its own benefits packages, and it wants to reduce mail delivery from 6 to 5 days a week. It also wants to lay off 120,000 workers who are now protected by union contracts. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa released a statement saying that closing the processing centers by themselves would not forestall financial collapse, but he also did not support what he called a multi-billion dollar taxpayer-funded bailout. The Postal Service doesn't want that either, says Donahoe.
The one thing that we do not want is any kind of bailout. We know that, we don't take taxpayer money now. We don't want to take taxpayer money. With our plans to get the $20 billion out by 2015, we will get on good financial footing going forward.
Donahoe says the agency chose the 250 processing facilities being studied for closure based on objective criteria like the volume of mail, the capacity, and consumer input. Even so, there's no guarantee that all of those centers would shut down. The Postal Service has to go through a 3-month review process that includes community meetings. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.